It really wasn't my fault this time. They were going to kill the guy, and I just wasn't going to let that happen. The first hijacker wore a black headband and held a Glock 18 automatic pistol in his hand, making him look scary as all get out. He had aimed it at some random guy who was cowering in a seat 6 rows ahead of us. The scumbag was ready to pull the trigger. We were just about to start down into Tel Aviv when it happened. The plane was nearly empty, and me and my adopted dad Bob, a secret agent with the ITA, had a row to ourselves in coach. I had my nose pressed to the window, while Bob sat in an aisle seat, reading. 3 more dudes in our section jumped out of their seats, wearing ski masks and shouting, "Allah Akbar" and stuff. 2 waving knives, the other a micro Uzi. How they'd smuggled those on board, I hadn't a clue. People screamed. A flight attendant dropped her serving tray and fainted.
"We are God's beloved soldiers of the World Islamic State Caliphate," the man with the Glock announced. "By his blessing, Whisk has overcome the cockpit and are now in command of this vessel."
Bob and I traded alarmed glances.
"Cooperate with us, and inshallah, most of you will not be harmed."
"Most," I whispered to Bob. With his fingers, he quickly spoke to me in American Sign Language. It had been over 6 months since my CIA communications training, so I was a little rusty. He signed, "Don't move a muscle. He's a major terror suspect. We tailed one of his known associates onto this plane, hoping his colleague would lead us to him." Gazing at him in pure disbelief, I signed back, "Well, I guess your plan worked." I glanced behind us. The other 2 terrorists stood guard in the single aisle in our section, eyeing the passengers. Looking back at Bob, I signed, "We can take him." Bob shot me an alarmed glance. He signed back, "Stand down, Dodger." The hijacker continued,
"If you do not comply with our instructions, you will be killed."
He strolled down the aisle toward us and stopped by a man wearing a Jewish yarmulke.
"If you do not believe me, then this will be your fate."
To my horror, he aimed his Glock at the side of the man's head. So, despite Bob's strict orders to stay seated and shut up, I jumped out and ran up the aisle toward him.
My God, we're all gonna die!" I screamed, flailing my arms in the air like I was some kid spazzing out.
The slimeball snapped his head toward me. With narrowed eyes, he aimed at me.